Off the Hour, or connect with us on Facebook. Search for us, just CKUT. Stay tuned for Cafe coming up next on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Bonsoir à tous et bienvenue à Café, votre émission d'art et culture du vendredi sur CKUT. Ici Ève Laurence au micro et j'ai l'honneur ce soir de vous présenter une œuvre musicale d'un artiste que l'on admire beaucoup ici à Café, James Carnes, du projet de Taxil Hoax, basé à Montréal. Alors pour la prochaine heure, vous allez pouvoir entendre une composition sous forme de mixtape qui rassemble plusieurs segments éparses enregistrés par l'artiste au cours des deux dernières années. C'est souvent le défi auquel sont confrontés les artistes prolifiques. Et elle crée trop de bon matériel. Il compose beaucoup, il enregistre, mais des fois, c'est difficile d'utiliser ce matériel-là de manière cohérente sous forme d'album. Alors, plutôt que de sortir un album, The Taxil Hoax a opté pour un format qui permet la juxtaposition et l'enchaînement de segments pour créer une œuvre enivrante qui nous permet de vraiment se laisser aller, se laisser emporter et naviguer à travers différentes courtes chansons qui allient guitare et musique ambiante électronique. La mixtape s'intitule « Meditation on the UFO Phenomenon », ce qui révèle sa thématique, une thématique mystique, surnaturelle, sur l'inexplicable phénomène des objets volants non identifiés, les ovnis. Alors, James dit qu'il est devenu un peu nerd à propos de ce sujet-là. Il a fait énormément de lectures, consulté de la documentation, exploré même la pensée d'auteurs et de philosophes qui se penchent sur cette question-là. La mixtape est donc traversée d'extraits audio récoltés sur Internet, de témoignages d'individus ayant vu ou même ayant été enlevés par des ovnis, des astronautes, du personnel militaire américain qui ont été mis devant l'inexplicable et aussi la pensée d'un philosophe. Vous allez pouvoir entendre tout ça dans la prochaine heure. Vous allez remarquer aussi le travail de montage et de texture vraiment impressionnant derrière la mixtape. L'artiste joue beaucoup avec des glitches, superpose les extraits sonores et la musique de manière vraiment intelligente et agréable à l'écoute. Je vous laisse dans ce voyage spatio-temporel pour la prochaine heure et je vous invite à méditer sur le sujet de la vie extraterrestre. Et si vous voulez en découvrir davantage sur The Taxil Hoax, rendez-vous sur la page Facebook de Café. C'est Café Trait d'Union, CKUT 90,3 FM pour obtenir tous les liens vers son Bandcamp et ses propres réseaux sociaux. Sur ce, je vous souhaite une très bonne écoute et à la semaine prochaine.
The dark filter to watch it come on up.
Roger.
what I'm in here. I'm in a big mass of some very small particles that are brilliantly lit up like they're luminescent. I never saw anything like it. They're around a little, they're coming by the capsule, and they look like little stars, a whole shower of them coming by. They swirl around the capsule and go in front of the window, and they're all brilliantly lighted. They probably average maybe 7 or 8 feet apart, but I can see them all down below me also. Because they swirl around the capsule and then depart back the way that I am looking. Are you receiving? Over. There are literally thousands of them.
wait until by like. And this is a, like a hotbed for them. Something about this place.
Can you tell if it was in motion or just hovering?
Make it out whether it was a balloon or whatnot, but it was just really big to fight or had a big reflection on it, several thousand feet above us, going opposite direction.
Okay, Roger. American 535, cross Tucson at a maintained flight level 260.
Cross Tucson, flight level 260, American 535.
American 1618, climb and maintain flight level 330.
Climb and maintain flight level 330.
It's a pretty typical description nowadays. Very large eyes, hairless. Two eyes, nose, mouth. I didn't see them speak or no change in the expressions. And face of all the screaming and the fear that I was projecting, their lack of reaction probably just added to my
thank you. they've been abducted by aliens. One of Dr. Mack's patients, Randy here, says his abduction occurred while he was awake. He is here with his sister, Linda, who says she too has been abducted since childhood. Since what age do you remember?
5 years old.
And at 5 years old, what happened? Some of what Dr. Mack described earlier here?
I had a conscious, I consciously remembered my experience when I was 5, but I had bits of it that were missing. And what I remember is that through my wall came some beings around my bed, and I ran between them and ran out of the room into my mother's room to hide from them. And what happened is they followed me in there, and that's the last I remember of it. However, it's interesting because after that, I never told anybody about that, and I just buried it in the back of my mind. And me and my brother, we never even spoke about it until the last few years.
I first told my mom and dad when I was 10 years old, something happened, and I told my mom and dad.
Back about a couple of years ago, my daughter was living in a distance away from home, and she had picked up the book Communion, and she said it disturbed her. So I tried to get a connection.
Which daughter?
Lindy. And so I read the book, and my son had to walk in for dinner, and my husband and I were both there, and I said, Jesus, this is so stirring. And he said, don't you remember when I was 10 years old? And it was like it was put way at the back of our mind. And we both said, oh, yeah. And remember him coming up to our room. There was a spaceship outside, and there were little guys around his bed, and they put the dog to sleep, which sounds bizarre. My husband went outside, thinking it was probably an intruder. I fed him there was an intruder, so we found. I settled him down for sleep, and we never thought another thing about it.
Jesus, that's pretty much it. But, I mean, I ran up to their room completely terrified, because they had put me out for a little over an hour. And when I came to,
Thank you.
two bright lights.
Say again?
Tower Vision 76. I saw two bright lights at the clock seem to back over to the right and then climb away at the speed, at least from our perspective.
Okay, we're passing that on there, thank you.
Meteor or another object making some kind of re-entry. Appears to be multiple objects following the same sort of trajectory. So very bright, where we were.
Okay, that's copied.
Glad it wasn't just me.
No, yeah, very interesting, that one.
Speedbird 94, Shannon.
94, Dennis.
Okay, just so you know that other aircraft in the air have also reported the same thing, so we're going to have a look and see.
Not just stay in one place. I think so. Is it moving? Yeah, it's not moving. It's just staying in one place. I mean, literally. Thank God. Mere paas aaj camera hai, thank God. So I can record this event. Oh my goodness, is this for real? What is it?
us to be written. Suddenly we were in a wave of waves. UFOs were being seen across the country again. We were in what they call a flap. And people began experiencing things that they couldn't explain. Something was happening in our skies in the midst of Watergate, Agnew, the energy crisis, the Middle East. Something was happening and people couldn't understand what it was. We spoke about UFOs, but nobody really knew. And then it hit right here where we are. It hit Pascagoula. Charlie Hickson entered the news and...
Still wasn't biting, so I told Calvinus, well, you know, we might as well go home. I guess that's the first one I heard. It was some kind of zipping sound. And when I turned all around, in this area out here, about 40, 50 feet out there, there was some kind of crab, you know. It was like it was going to come right onto the ground. But it came on down and hovered about a foot and a half or 2 feet off of the ground. We didn't know what to do, you know, the river behind us and that out there, not knowing what it was. And the blue light, it had blue flashing lights as it was, you know, approaching the ground, and they went out. And when the opening appeared, some source of light came from the inside. It was just almost blinding. And of course, we could see them in the opening coming from, you know, when they started out to crab. But
did you think it was people coming out at first?
Well, they had I kind of thought it was people at first, you know, off like that. But of course, when they appeared there in front of me, it was the most shock I've ever had in my life.
What did you see?
Well, they were shorter than me. I'd say about 5'2" or 5'3", and they didn't have a neck. The head, it seemed to come directly to their shoulders, and it had something. It came out to a point about where a nose would be, and on each side the ears. They looked like they were a little longer on the ears than the nose.
But still pointed the ears.
They were still pointing, yeah.
And there's no strobe. I don't see a... And the fact that it dropped out of the sky like that and then stopped and hovered. He's probably just checking us out. I was going to turn on the light over there, but... Looks like he's turning away from us. That is phenomenal, man. Look at that. Yeah, they're all over Mexico, dude.
I wonder what you can do with that video. Like, if you can hold it.
It's the... Oh.
I was like, shit, just disappeared.
Where'd he go? Is he there? All right. Oh, it's the clouds.
Extraterrestrial life.
or naturalists coming back from Africa to, say, London in the, you know, 1700s would talk about these animals with 15-foot-long necks, and no one believed them. They were giraffes, of course. The idea is, you know, if we have more cameras, more sensors, we have all this new technology, if we use this, we might discover some really rare weather phenomenon or some rare Earth-based phenomenon that we don't know anything about.
The truth is out there, it just may be mundane.
You know, this is, we're at a moment right now where conspiracy theories have gone totally mainstream, where distrust of the government is at an all-time high. In the 50s and 60s, about the beginning of the Cold War. Well, to answer your second question, no. I mean, this is, people believe this, are going to continue to believe this. But I think it's a really great question and a great point.
Can you talk about the consequences of people thinking there's a government cover-up? And can a Pentagon report dispel the belief that this is a cover-up if people are convinced the government's lying about this anyway?
In that vacuum, people invent conspiracy theories. American civilians started seeing U.S. spy planes that they didn't recognize. And this is one place where, you know, the government has actually legitimately covered stuff up in the past. And the government had an official policy where they would deny that what the people saw. They would try to create ridicule around this. This is, you know, proven through declassified documents. So there has been in the past at least an actual government cover-up. It just wasn't covering up aliens. It was covering up secret American spy planes. The government can show what it has on its books, and maybe we can dispel some of the conspiracy theories. Feedback loop effect, where the government keeps something secret. So, you know, I think there's this kind of... And then legitimate scholars stay away from it because it's dominated by kooks, and they kind of get run of the whole world, where, you know, now if we can talk about it openly, we can...
This is fascinating stuff. NBC Alex Seitzwald, thank you.
The absurdity that seems to attend the contact experience, that if the contactee will truly tell the unvarnished truth, then there will be elements in the story which will make the contactee look like a moron. In other words, the invalidation of the experience is an inimical part of its structure. Almost as though the entities were saying, well, you may tell this story if you wish, but if you tell it truthfully, you'll be taken for a fool. Within the structure of the human psyche, there is something like a governance, something like a monitoring circuit, which when a society begins to evolve in a pathological or lethal direction, phenomena can be induced not by the egos of men and women, not by their institutions, but by the overmind, the collectivity of the human species. Phenomena can be induced which are so corrosive to the ideologies currently in place that their underpinnings are cut away, their validity is called into question, and their programs for social development and control are invalidated and destroyed. Now, a perfect example of this is the rise of infant Christianity. If you'll cast your mind back to the situation in the early years of the Christian era, and imagine the mentality of a Roman aristocrat, a person of power in Roman society. Their physics is drawn from democracy and atomism. In other words, they are thoroughgoing materialists. Their social theory is drawn from Epictetus and Plato. They are, in fact, extremely modern people by our own standards. However, among the gardeners and kitchen help and stable boys, there is news of a momentous event in the Middle East. A Jewish rabbi has triumphed over death and risen after 3 days in the tomb. Should the master of a Roman household have caught wind of this kind of superstitious talk among the help, he would have just dismissed it with a sneer. What a preposterous idea. And it is a preposterous idea. Nevertheless, the fact that an idea is preposterous has never held it back from making the zealous converts. And within 120 years after the Annunciation of the birth of Christianity, its missionaries were beating on the gates of Rome attempting to convert the emperor. Now I see a similar situation in the modern context, that rationalism, scientific technology, which began and came out of the scholasticism of the Middle Ages and the quite legitimate wish to glorify God through an appreciation of his natural world, turned into a kind of demonic pact, a kind of descent into the underworld, the Nekeia, if you will. Leading to the present cultural and political impasse that involves massive stockpiles of atomic weapons, huge propagandized populations cut off from any knowledge of their real history, male-dominated organizations plying their message of lethal destruction and inevitable historical advance. And into this situation comes suddenly an anomaly, something which cannot be explained. I believe that that is the purpose of the UFO, to inject uncertainty into the male-dominated, paternalistic, rational, solar myth under which we are suffering. So I believe that until we form a resolution to conduct an unfettered and mature exploration of the human psychology using all the tools available to us, that the skies of Earth will continue to be haunted by flying saucers. They will continue to be haunted by flying saucers and their denizens, because they are symbols of our infantilism, of our sense of loss, of our incompleteness. And we can heal that breach by simply recognizing that the true mystery lies within us. The true mystery is in the mind, and its historical promise is the transformation of our society through the abandonment of reason as it has been narrowly defined by this extremely solar, masculine, paternalistic, materialistic legacy that we are the victims of.
Pop Montreal International Music Festival is celebrating its 20th anniversary from September 22nd to 26th, 2021. 5 days of music, films, art, crafts, panels, and more, featuring Cakes Tequila, Backwash, The Besnard Lakes, The Deers, Handsome Eli, and more. Tickets on sale now at popmontreal.com.
Yeah, célébrer son anniversaire au resto. Elle y a pensé toute la semaine. Elle a invité ses amis. Elle a acheté une nouvelle robe. Elle s'est rendue au resto. Elle n'a pas pu rentrer dans le resto. Elle a dû ranger sa nouvelle robe. Elle n'a pas pu voir ses amis. Et elle y a pensé toute la semaine.
N'attendez pas de frapper un mur. Faites-vous vacciner. Le passeport vaccinal est maintenant exigé pour fréquenter certains lieux publics. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.